There's a pop-up concert this Sunday. We want to talk about it because it's an event that benefits Ebony Road Players and more. Grand Rapids Theater Collective is facilitating the synthesis of a naturally occurring theater collective mind in Grand Rapids. I'm going to let you take it from there, Andrew Schneider. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
Doing very well. Tell me what's happening in your world.
Well, we, the Grand Rapids Theater Collective, a newly formed supportive arts organizations to work with other arts organizations here in the community to represent the full breadth of life with theater, creating more opportunities for artists as we move forward with this new normal and figuring out how we can continue to have art. We are very open to creating opportunities for performance and avocation and fundraising and raising awareness for local theaters or local productions. And also engaging members of the community in discussion concerning the local theater scene.
Wonderful. And
our first.
Go ahead, Ed.
I was just going to say our first collaboration will be with Ebony Road Players and a concert entitled I Am What I Am.
That's why Edie Evans-Hyde is on the line. I've been watching you from the comforts of the living room on your, I think, Sunday night performances, Edie. A wonderful job you're doing. First of all, tell me about Ebony Road Players and this partnership.
So, yes, Ebony Road Players, we've been doing shows for 7 or 8 years. And basically the theater company, which you have highlighted many times, is an opportunity for us. We provide a platform for underrepresented voices. It's a black theater company. We haven't had one in Grand Rapids in a really long time. And it gives us an opportunity to tell histories and to tell stories not only of our African-American neighbors in West Michigan, but also our collaboration and also our histories together as other underrepresented voices as well. So this is a wonderful opportunity not only for us to try to get through the COVID financially, but they're providing us, the theater collective is providing us an opportunity to get people to know more of who we are.
Nice. And you personally have been well. Again, I'll throw out that certainly it's been fun watching you and yours perform. Is that continuing?
It is continuing. Yes, we'll have one on Sunday as well, Sunday evening. It's been really fun because my son had been home and he was working with us at the beginning of the year and then he went back to New York and people have been really wonderful with helping us kind of get through not being able to perform like a lot of performers right now. So we were just doing that in our little family room, the Hyde Mansion, I keep calling it. And we've been doing well, you know, just trying to do what everybody else is doing, trying to stay safe.
Yes. Andrew Schneider, back to the Grand Rapids Theater Collective. So this is an outdoor pop-up concert, I Am What I Am, this Sunday before Edie does her thing from 4 to 7. Tell me more here.
Well, I actually will share some kind of thrilling news with you. You know, with West Michigan weather and its unpredictability, we have pivoted to our plan B just as of this morning. And that's one of our missions of the Theater Collective is to adapt to all those changes that keep coming our way.
Sure.
And working through them. And so because of the horrible weather that we are predicting for this weekend, we are now moving our event to being a filmed virtual concert. So we will be creating that concert this Sunday with all of the performers that we have lined up and the musicians, and then putting that together and having that be a link that people can access through donations to Ebony Road Players. So that will be premiering next week sometime after we take all the footage this Sunday. So you are actually the first person in the public to know this information, and we will be changing all of our social media posts about the event today. But we wanted to make sure that we could follow through with this event and didn't want to have to rely on Mother Nature to maybe cancel it the day of. So we pivoted to plan B.
I think the resilience has hit us all in maybe a good way. And then, Andrew, this is entitled, is it still the theme, I Am What I Am?
Correct. So that theme just really spoke to us with performers being able to choose the material that they're going to sing for you in this concert and to, on a personal note for them, to, as we all struggle to move through this and find our new purpose in the arts world, sticking to who you are and what you believe in is very important now more than ever.
And these will continue then, well, throughout the changing season?
Absolutely. So we already have a couple other collaborations in the works with other organizations. I can tell you that we will be partnering with Circle Theater in November with their Living Room Concert Series, which has been pretty successful throughout COVID and quarantine for Circle. And we'll be gathering a team of artists and another large space to socially distance film a concert that we hope will also not only include singers, but maybe some dancers as well.
Nice. Well, you start strong, of course, this with this first to benefit Ebony Road Players. Edie Evans-Hyde, leave us with your good words, please.
Yes, thank you. I want to thank the Theater Collaborative for having us be the first one. And Shelley, I want to thank you for your support over the years. I want to tell everyone that what we'll be talking about, I'll be doing a little singing at this concert, of course, but also we'll be highlighting the next play that we're going to be doing on a platform called Anne and Emmett, and hopefully I can come back and talk about Anne and Emmett, but it's about Anne Frank and Emmett Till, and that is in November as well, November 27th, 28th, and 29th. And they can go on ebonyroad.org to find out more information on what platform they will be that will be on and how to get tickets.
Wonderful. We'll get you back in. You know the drill. Andrew, leave us with one more time, best way to find out more information.
Sure. So you can visit www.GrandRapidsTheaterCollective.com. Grand Rapids Theater Collective also has a presence on Facebook and Instagram. And like I said, we'll be keeping people up to date today and this throughout the weekend as far as how the filming is going. And we'll share all kinds of photography stills and things like that leading up to the premiere of it virtually, which will be next week.
Thanks for your breaking news here on the WGVU Morning Show, because it needs to go with the flow. Thanks, guys. Congratulations on this collective, and we'll speak again.